Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. You're listening to the Qalam podcast. Alhamdulillah, for over a decade, Qalam has had the opportunity and the blessing to serve the community. And after serving the community for an entire decade and benefiting millions of people all around the world, we have reaffirmed our commitment to making Islamic knowledge accessible for all, making sure each and every single person, no matter where they are in the world, they have the ability and the opportunity to learn about the beauty of Islam. So therefore, we are conducting more classes online than ever before, videos, podcasts, recordings, we're making all of it available. We ask you to support us and become our partner in this mission and cause of educating the whole world about the beautiful religion of Islam by going to supportqalam.com. Go to supportqalam.com, make a generous contribution. Inshallah, you are investing into the mission and the cause of teaching people about Islam worldwide. Millions of people have benefited, and we hope that hundreds of millions more will benefit, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Jazakumullahu khair, everyone, for joining us today, alhamdulillah, for our 27th night of recitation of the Quran and reflection on some of the ayat. Thank you very much, Jazakumullahu khair, for joining us. We pray that Allah allow us to witness the night of power, Laylatul Qadr. We don't know when that is, but many hadith tell us that perhaps tonight is that night. So alhamdulillah, we are busy listening to the Quran, reciting the Quran, and trying to connect our hearts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so what can be greater than that as an act of ibadah, alhamdulillah. I'd just like to give a special shout out to Helping Hand. As tonight is a night of reward, where reward is multiplied, remember that reaching out to the nonprofit organizations that work on relief and development around the world, for Muslims around the world, is a good part of what we should be doing tonight. So make sure you go out and check out Helping Hand and other organizations as well, inshallah ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, we've had Sheikh Amir with us, alhamdulillah, Imam Amir. He's a graduate of Qalam Institute, alhamdulillah. He is serving the Milwaukee community, working with the youth and all the demographics there, alhamdulillah, doing an amazing job. Alhamdulillah, we ask that Allah preserve him and continue to bless him, inshallah ta'ala. I am really, really hyped about tonight just because it's the 27th night, alhamdulillah. And we're reading a juz that is, you know, the whole Quran is beautiful, brothers and sisters. The whole Quran is beautiful. But just some special verses, alhamdulillah, in the juz that we'll be reading tonight. Of course, we don't have the time to reflect on all the verses. We want to listen to them, but we'll do our best to try to reflect here and there on some of the verses that we recite tonight, inshallah ta'ala. All right. Jazakumullahu khair again for joining us. We thank you for spending your time with us at Qalam, alhamdulillah. It is our honor and privilege to be with you. So we'll begin our recitation of the Quran. Jazakumullahu khair. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
All right. Assalamu alaikum, everyone. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قال فما خطبكم أيها المرسلون قالوا إنا أرسلنا إلى قوم مجرمين لنرسل عليهم حجارة من طين مسومة عند ربك للمسرفين فأخرجنا من كان فيها من المؤمنين فما وجدنا فيها غير بيت من المسلمين وتركنا فيها آية للذين يخافون العذاب الأليم وفي موسى إذ أرسلناه إلى فرعون بسلطان مبين فتولى بركنه وقال ساحر أو مجنون فأخذناه وجنوده فنبذناهم في اليم وهو مليم وفي عاد إذ أرسلنا عليهم الريح العقيم ما تذر من شيء أتت عليه إلا جعلته كالرميم. وفي ثمود إذ قيل لهم تمتعوا حتى حين فعتوا عن أمر ربهم فأخذتهم الصاعقة وهم ينظرون فما استطاعوا من قيام وما كانوا منتصرين. وقوم نوح من قبل إنهم كانوا قوما فاسقين. والسماء بنيناها بأيد وإنا لموسعون. والأرض فرشناها فنعم الماهدون. ومن كل شيء خلقنا زوجين لعلكم تذكرون. ففروا إلى الله إني لكم منه نذير مبين. ولا تجعلوا مع الله إلها آخر إني لكم منه نذير مبين.
الله أكبر. سورة الذاريات is a Meccan surah which reminds us over and over again about many signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meccan surahs are there to wake us up, to remind us of the might and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْأَرْضَ فَرَشْنَاهَا فَنِعْمَ الْمَاهِدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that وَالْأَرْضَ فَرَشْنَاهَا, the earth, we spread it out for you. We spread it out for you. فَنِعْمَ الْمَاهِدُونَ, we are the best of those who lay out. Mahidun is like someone who lays out a mattress for someone. Allah says like, we are the best that spread this for you. وَمِن كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَنَا زَوْجَيْنِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look at the perfection of my creation. وَمِن كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَنَا زَوْجَيْنِ. From all of the creation, we created it in pairs. The scholars say this doesn't just mean in the physical realm, but in the metaphysical realm as well, in the conceptual realm as well. You have light, you have darkness, you have truth, you have falsehood, you have male, you have female, everything has in pairs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. And then the climax of this page, which was read so beautiful by Hafiz of, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, flee to Allah, flee to Allah, run to Allah, فَفِرُّوا, run to Allah. إِنِّي لَكُمْ مِنْهُ نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ. I am nothing but a clear warner for you. Ibn Abbas says, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. What it means is, flee from your sins and take shelter in repentance with Allah. Flee from your sins. Run from your sins. Junaid Baghdadi, rahimahullah, he said, no. This means flee from your lower self, your desires, and run to Allah. Just flee from your desires and run back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hafiz Sab, if you could just go back, وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَهَا, start from there, please.
Got it. Bismillah.
وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدٍ وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ. وَالْأَرْضَ فَرَشْنَاهَا فَنِعْمَ الْمَاهِدُونَ. وَمِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَا زَوْجَيْنِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنِّي لَكُمْ مِنْهُ نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ. وَلَا تَجْعَلُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ إني لكم منه نذير مبين. كذلك ما أتى الذين من قبلهم من رسول إلا قالوا ساحر أو مجنون. أتواصوا به بل هم قوم طاغون. فتول عنهم فما أنت بملوم. وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين. وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. ما أريد منهم من رزق وما أريد أن يطعمون. إن الله هو الرزاق ذو القوة المتين. فإن للذين ظلموا ذنوبا مثل ذنوب أصحابهم فلا يستعجلون. فويل للذين كفروا من يومهم الذي يوعدون.
Sheikh, would you like me to continue or would you like to comment?
Yeah, finish to this page.
والطور وكتاب مسطور في رق منشور. والبيت المعمور والسقف المرفوع والبحر المسجون إن عذاب ربك لواقع ما له من دافع يوم تمور السماء مورا وتسير الجبال سيرا فويل يومئذ للمكذبين الذين هم في خوض يلعبون يوم يدعون إلى نار جهنم دعا هذه النار التي كنتم بها تكذبون.
The previous surah that we just completed, Surah Dhariyat, it ends with, I love in the Quran how Allah always asks these rhetorical questions. They're so powerful. And in today's reading, we'll see so many different rhetorical devices that really shake up the reader. One of them we're reading here is, كَذَلِكَ مَا أَتَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Similarly, no prophet came to the people before them. Min Rasulin illa qalu, except that they always said, Sahir aw Majnun, this guy's a magician or this guy's crazy. They all said the same thing. And then Allah says, Atawa Saubi, did they like pass this down? Was there like a memo passed down that they kept telling each other what to say when a messenger comes? It's a beautiful question. Atawa Saubi, like, you know, sometimes we say colloquially, like, did I miss the memo? Was the memo sent out? So, Atawa Saubi, like, was there a memo sent out that whenever a prophet comes, you just say the same thing? He's a magician or he's a madman. Same thing they always said. So just the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then Allah says, بَلْهُمْ قَوْمٌ تَاغُونَ. No, there was no memo. بَلْهُمْ قَوْمٌ تَاغُونَ. Rather, these people are just transgressors. They go away from Allah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says one of the things that should shake us to our core. وَذَكِّرْ. Remind them. Remind them. وَذَكِّرْ. فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, because the reminder is always beneficial for the believer. This is something very important for us to realize, is that whenever reminders come to us, we need to remember this verse. Doesn't matter where it comes from, but the reminder is good for my heart. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. If I'm a believer, then I need the reminder. I want the reminder. And then, subhanAllah, another verse, مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Like, get your priorities straight. Allah says, you were created for one reason, to know Allah, to recognize Allah, لِيَعْبُدُونَ, to worship Allah. مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ مِنْهُمْ. Allah says, I don't need provisions from you. You're working so hard, but I don't need you to provide for me. إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَاقُ. Allah is the one who is the Razak. So just reminding us that, yes, we work hard. We work to provide for our families, for ourselves, for our parents, our children. But remember, Allah is the Razik. Allah is the Razik. Beautiful verses. And then we begin Surah At-Tur, another Meccan surah, inshallah. Let's go forward. We'll reflect on some more verses, inshallah.
أَفَسِحْرٌ هَذَا أَمْ أَنْتُمْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ اصْلَوْهَا فَاصْبِرُوا أَوْ لَا تَصْبِرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْكُمْ إِنَّمَا تُجْزَوْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَنَعِيمٍ فَاكِهِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ وَوَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ مُتَّكِئِينَ عَلَى سُرُرٍ مَصْفُوفَةٍ وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عِينٍ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ بِإِيمَانٍ أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَمَا أَلَتْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَمَلِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ كل امرئ بما كسب رهين وأمددناهم بفاكهة ولحم مما يشتهون يتنازعون فيها كأسا لا لغ فيها ولا تأثيم ويطوف عليهم غلمان لهم كأنهم لؤلؤ مكنون وأقبل بعضهم على بعض يتساءلون قالوا إنا كنا قبل في أهلنا مشفقين فمن الله علينا ووقانا عذاب السموم إنا كنا من قبل ندعوه إنه هو البر الرحيم فذكر فما أنت بنعمة ربك بكاهن ولا مجنون أم يقولون شاعر نتربص به ريب المنون قل تربصوا فإني معكم من المتربصين.
Allahu Akbar. Surah At-Tur is a powerful surah because it begins by reminding us about home. It reminds us about Jannah. It reminds us about where we're going. Where is our true home? Dunya isn't home. Dunya is temporary. We're traveling through dunya. Dunya is like an airport. We're just in layover right now, trying to get home. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to remember what home is like. He wants you to remember so you don't get comfortable in the airport. And so in this page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the most beautiful fashion, reminds us in a way that we can kind of get a picture. The reality of Jannah is مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذِنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no heart has even dreamed of colors beyond the spectrum that we know, colors that we can't even describe. Subhanallah, imagine trying to describe the color red to someone who's never seen before. It's impossible. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just giving us some type of glimpse into what Jannah is. So there's a beautiful verse I want to reflect on. The whole page is just amazing. But one of the things is, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ. Ibn Kathir says that when some men and women reach Jannah, they'll look around and they won't see their parents or they won't see their children or their spouses. And so they'll ask, where is my mother? Where is my spouse? Where are my children? And so the angels will say, well, don't worry, they're in Jannah, but they're not at your level. They're not at your level yet. And so the person will say, but I only did these deeds to be with them in Jannah. Ya Allah, I'm not happy till they're with us. The Prophet ﷺ said that the angels will say, if that's the case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, well, if that's the case, we raise them up to your level. وَمَا أَلَتْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَمَلِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. You will lose nothing from your deeds. They will be lifted up. Ibn Kathir also narrates another thing that a man will be in Jannah, and he'll say, like, how did I get to this level? My deeds don't raise me to this level. And the angels will say, well, you have a pious child who's on earth worshiping Allah. It's through the du'as and the actions of that child that you got to this level. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ بِإِيمَانٍ أَلْحَقَنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ. We will join them with their family. وَمَا أَلَتْنَاهُمْ مِنْ أَمَلِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. And we will not decrease them in their actions. Beautiful verse. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring all of our families together in the hereafter, inshallah.
I mean.
And then, I'm sorry. It's just, subhanallah. وَأَمْدَدْنَاهُمْ بِفَاكِهَا. We will be giving them, you know, fruit. وَلَحْمٍ مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ. Meat for them to enjoy. يَتَنَازَعُونَ فِيهَا كَأْسٍ. They'll be passing around. Hand me that drink, man. Pass that over here. I want to taste that. They'll be passing the drink to one another. And then, وَأَقَبَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ يَتَسَأَلُونَ. They'll go to one another and they'll be talking. They'll be talking, just conversations about the dunya. وَأَقَبَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ يَتَسَأَلُونَ. قَالُوا إِنَّ. They will say, man, إِنَّا كُنَّا قَبْلُ مِنْ أَهْلِنَا مُشْفِقِينَ. Man, we were the people who were scared of Yawm al-Qiyamah, man. We were worried about Qiyamah, man. فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا. Allah has blessed us, man. وَوَقَانَ عَذَابَ السَّمُونَ. And Allah has protected us from the punishment of that hot air of Jahannam. Inna kunna min qablu nad'u. We used to just make dua to Allah. Nad'uhu. We used to just make dua to Allah. Innahu huwa al-barru rahim. He is good. He is most merciful.
SubhanAllah.
Go ahead. Bismillah.
أَمْ تَأْمُرُهُمْ أَحْلَامُهُمْ بِهَذَا أَمْ هُمْ قَوْمٌ طَاغُونَ أَمْ يَقُولُونَ تَقَوَّلَهُ بَلْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ فَلْيَأْتُوا بِحَدِيثٍ مِثْلِهِ إِنْ كَانُوا صَادِقِينَ أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ أَمْ خَلَقُوا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بَلْ لَا يُوقِنُونَ أَمْ عِنْدَهُمْ خَزَائِنُ رَبِّكَ أَمْ هُمُ الْمُسَيْطِرُونَ أم لهم سلم يستمعون فيه فليأت مستمعهم بسلطان مبين أم له البنات ولكم البنون أم تسألهم أجرا فهم من مغرم مثقلون أم عندهم الغيب فهم يكتبون أم يريدون كيدا فالذين كفروا هم المكيدون أم لهم إله غير الله سبحان الله عما يشركون وإن يروا كسفا من السماء ساقطا يقولوا سحاب مرقوم فذرهم حتى يلاقوا يومهم الذي فيه يصعقون يوم لا يغني عنهم كيدهم شيئا ولا هم ينصرون وإن للذين ظلموا عذابا دون ذلك ولكن أكثرهم لا يعلمون واصبر لحكم ربك فإنك بأعيننا وسبح بحمد ربك حين تقوم ومن الليل فسبح وإدبار النحوم
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Again, it's a Meccan surah, so the Prophet ﷺ is being given these verses when there is staunch animosity and aversion against him. The people of Mecca are just all out against him. Everything he's saying, they're believing in multiple gods, they're denying him completely. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presents in this surah a beautiful argument for the existence of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Am khuliku min ghayri shay'in." Okay, number one. Were you created from nothing? Is that possible for something to come from nothing? And logically, that's impossible to happen. So you had to come from something. Am khuliqu min ghayri shay'in. Were they created from nothing? Okay, no, that's not the case. You were created from something. Am humul khaliqun. Or did you create yourself? Can something create itself? Well, that's a fallacy too. That doesn't make sense. Am khalaqu samawati wal ard. Or did they create the heavens and earth? You yourself. So, am khuliqu min ghayri shay'in. Were you created from nothing? No, we're created from something. Okay, next is am humul khaliqun. Am humul khaliqun. Are you the creator yourself? No, I'm not the creator because I'm created. I can't create myself. Am khalaqu samawati wal ard. Or did you create the heavens and earth? No. So, what's the only logical conclusion left? Khalaq Allah. Allah is the creator. Allah created the creation. Bella yuqinun. They don't have any faith. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just talks about human nature. Meccan surahs just shake us up, human nature. Allah says, and if these people were to see a piece of the sky falling on their heads, saqit, yaqulu, they would say, oh, these are just clouds coming down. Nothing else. It's not a big deal. It's just clouds coming down. Fadarhum. Allah says, fadarhum. To the Prophet, leave them. Just leave them. Leave them alone. There's nothing more you can do. Hatta yulaqu, until they meet this day, fihi yus'akun. Yawma la yughni anhum kaydum shay'un wa la hum yunsarun. So it's a beautiful verse that just talks about the human nature. And when people were rejecting, no matter how big the signs were, they just wanted to reject. The last verse is the second to last verse is one more verse I want to reflect on, brothers and sisters. Wasbir li hukmi rabbika. Patiently wait for the judgment of your Lord. Right. Because we are watching you closely. We are watching. You know the comfort in that statement that, you know, like when, subhanAllah, you're going through a hardship, just that concept that you're being watched and the one who can take care of everything is in control and watching. Be patient. We are watching everything. وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ حِينَ تَكُونَ and glorify your Lord and praise your Lord whenever you stand up. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ and from the night, فَسَبِّحْ glorify Allah at nighttime. وَإِدْبَارَ النُّجُومِ and as the stars go away. All right, let's go forward. Next surah is Surah An-Najm. The last word of this surah is Nujum. And the beginning of the next surah is Surah An-Najm. Bismillah, Fadl.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. والنجم إذا هوى ما ضل صاحبكم وما غوى وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى علمه شديد القوى ذو مرة فاستوى وهو بالأفق الأعلى ثم دنا فتدلى فكان قاب قوسين أو أدنى فأوحى إلى عبده ما أوحى ما كذب الفؤاد ما رأى أفتمارونه على ما يرى ولقد رآه نزلة أخرى عند سدرة المنتهى عندها جنة المأوى إذ يغشى السدرة ما يغشى ما زاغ البصر وما طغى لقد رأى من آيات ربه الكبرى أفرأيتم اللات والعزى ومناة الثالثة الأخرى ألكم الذكر وله الأنثى تلك إذا قسمة ضيزى إن هي إلا أسماء سميتموها أنتم وآباؤكم ما أنزل الله بها من سلطان إن يتبعون إلا الظن وما تهوى الأنفس ولقد جاءهم من ربهم الهدى أم للإنسان ما تمنى فلله الآخرة والأولى وكم من ملك في السماوات لا تغني شفاعتهم شيئا إلا من بعد أن يأذن الله لمن يشاء ويرضى.
فضل.
إن الذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة ليسمون الملائكة تسمية الأنثى وما لهم به من علم إن يتبعون إلا الظن وإن ظن لا يغني من الحق شيئا فأعرض عمن تولى عن ذكرنا ولم يرد إلا الحياة الدنيا ذلك مبلغهم من العلم إن ربك هو أعلم بمن ضل عن سبيله وهو أعلم بمن اهتدى ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض ليجزي الذين أساءوا بما عملوا ويجزي الذين أحسنوا بالحسنى الذين يجتنبون كبائر الإثم والفواحش إلا اللمم إن ربك واسع المغفرة هو أعلم بكم إذ أنشأكم من الأرض وإذ أنتم أجنة في بطون أمهاتكم فلا تزكوا أنفسكم هو أعلم بمن اتقى أفرأيت الذي تولى وأعطى قليلا وأكدى أعنده علم الغيب فهو يرى أم لم ينبأ بما في صحف موسى وإبراهيم الذي وفى ألا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى وأن ليس للإنسان إلا ما سعى وأن سعيه سوف يرى ثم يجزاه الجزاء الأوفى وأن إلى ربك المنتهى وأنه هو أضحك وأبكى وأنه هو أمات وأحيا.
سبحان الله. Beautiful verses. Surah An-Najm. Surah An-Najm was one of the first surahs that had a sajda verse revealed in it. And subhanAllah, when the verse was recited in front of the people of Makkah, all of the people, Muslim and not Muslim, all of them listening to the beauty and the fasaha and the eloquence of the Quran, they all fell down flat on their faces in sajda, believers and not believers, due to the beauty of the Quran. And one of the verses I want to highlight that we just read, وَأَنْ لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى and that a person will only have what they strive for. وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَى and that your struggles will soon be seen. your struggles will soon be seen. On Yawm al-Qiyamah, whatever you were struggling for in this dunya, it's going to come to light. Whatever it was it for dunya? Was it for wealth? Was it for status? Was it for followers? Was it for Allah? Whatever you were struggling and striving for, that will be seen on Yawm al-Qiyamah by everyone. ثُمَّ يُجَزَاهُ الْجَزَاءَ الْأَوْفَى. Then you will be rewarded. You will be rewarded fully, perfectly, fully for whatever it was that you were striving for. وَأَنَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ الْمُنْتَحَىٰ. And don't forget that at the end, your return is back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَضَّلْ
وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَضْحَكَ وَأَبْكَى وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَمَاتَ وَأَحْيَى وَأَنَّهُ خَلَقَ الزَّوْجَيْنِ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَىٰ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ إِذَا تُمْنَىٰ وَأَنَّ عَلَيْهِ النَّشْأَةَ الْأُخْرَىٰ وأنه هو أغنى وأقنى وأنه هو رب الشعرى وأنه أهلك عدن الأولى وثمود فما أبقى وقوم نوح من قبل إنهم كانوا هم أظلم وأطغى والمؤتفكة أهوى فغشاها ما غشى فبأي آلاء ربك تتمارى هذا نذير من النذر الأولى أزفت الآزفة ليس لها من دون الله كاشفة أفمن هذا الحديث تعجبون وتضحكون ولا تبكون وأنتم سامدون
فاسجدوا لله واعبدوا. سمعنا وأطعنا وغفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. فضل.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر وإن يروا آية يعرضوا ويقولوا سحر مستمر وكذبوا واتبعوا أهواءهم وكل أمر مستقر ولقد جاءهم من الأنباء ما فيه مزدجر حكمة بالغة فما تغني النذر فتول عنهم يوم يدعو الداعي إلى شيء نكر.
Beautiful. SubhanAllah. We just started Surah Al-Qamar, which is a Makki surah, and it begins with one of the greatest miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which many sahaba and many hadith narrate, which is the splitting of the moon. اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed this amazing miracle in front of the people of Makkah, even seeing this amazing miracle of the splitting of the moon, they said, Muhammad has done magic on us. Muhammad has done magic on us and made us see these things that didn't actually happen, but he couldn't do magic on the whole world. So you know what? There's a caravan that's traveling into town right now. When they get here, let's ask them, did they see it too? They waited a day or a little bit more. When those people arrived, sure enough, they asked them, did you guys see anything different? Did something amazing happen? They said, what do you mean? Of course we saw something. We saw the moon split before our eyes. And yet they saw this. And Allah says, what was the reaction? وَإِنْ يَرَوْا آيَتَيْنْ يُعْرِذُوا وَيَقُولُوا سِحْرٌ مُسْتَمِرٌ. They just continued. They just continued. No, this is not true. We can't change our way. We can't change what we're doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah speaks about many of the previous nations. And the next surah talks about the bounties, but this surah focuses on the punishments and the things that other nations were afflicted with. One of the verses that is repeated over and over again in this surah is وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. Allah says, indeed, we have made this Quran easy to remember, easy to act upon, easy to take a lesson from. فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. But is there anyone who's going to do that? Again, Allah asks this rhetorical question so that your heart can say, yes, yes, that's me. Ya Allah, I'll do that. I'll do that. I'll do that, Ya Allah. فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. Is there someone? Is there anyone? Is there anyone? Allahu Akbar. Faddal, faddal. Go ahead.
خُشَّعًا أَبْصَارُهُمْ يَخْرُجُونَ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ كَأَنَّهُمْ جَرَادٌ مُنْتَشِرٌ مُهْطِعِينَ إِلَى الدَّاعِ يَقُولُ الْكَافِرُونَ هَذَا يَوْمٌ عَسِرٌ كذبت قبلهم قوم نوح فكذبوا عبدنا وقالوا مجنون وازدجر فدعا ربه أني مغلوب فانتصر ففتحنا أبواب السماء بماء منهمر وفجرنا الأرض عيونا فالتقى الماء على أمر قد قدر وحملناه على ذات ألواح ودسر تجري بأعيننا جزاء لمن كان كفر ولقد تركناها آية فهل من مدكر فكيف كان عذابي ونذر ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر كذبت عاد فكيف كان عذابي ونذر إنا أرسلنا عليهم ريحا صرصرا في يوم نحس مستمر تنزع الناس كأنهم أعجاز نخل منقعر فكيف كان عذابي ونذر ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر كذبت ثمود بالنذر فقالوا أبشرا منا واحدا نتبعه إنا إذا لفي ضلال وسعر ألقي الذكر عليه من بيننا بل هو كذاب أشر سيعلمون غدا من الكذاب الأشر إنا مرسل الناقة فتنة لهم فارتقبهم واصطبر.
Allahu Akbar. We read in the Quran over and over again about these past nations that were rebellious. They didn't believe in Allah. They didn't follow His commands. They didn't care about the prophets. They put the prophets behind them. And then we read about these punishments. And I want us to reflect because we're sitting here, you know, from our homes, all of us, you know, no masjid is open. Why? Because of a small virus that we can't stop, that we can't control. That has literally turned the world upside down before our eyes. There are so many signs that Allah just to wake us and remind us that do you remember who's in control? Did you forget for a moment that if we wanted to change the entire world, if Allah wanted to change the entire world overnight, like we literally just witnessed, what could happen? And so when you read about these previous nations, just reflect on what we're going through right now globally, brothers and sisters. Like, we just witnessed the power of Allah. Like, subhanAllah. So reflect on the power of Allah. And when you read these past nations and what happened to them, don't just think about in the past. Think about, subhanAllah, Allah showed me in my life, 2020, His power literally stopped the world from movement. Literally. And subhanAllah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who can see the signs and take lesson from them, inshallah. But again, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ Allah says, we made it easy. The Quran is easy. فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ Is there anyone in the audience going to take lesson from it? Your heart should be jumping saying, yes, that's me. I got it. And then one more thing. طيب, don't fadr, fadr, fadr.
ونبئهم أن الماء قسمة بينهم كل شرب محتضر فنادوا صاحبهم فتعاطى فعقر فكيف كان عذابي ونذر إنا أرسلنا عليهم صيحة واحدة فكانوا كهشيم المحتضر ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر كذبت قوم لوط بالنذر إنا أرسلنا عليهم حاصبا إلا آل لوط نجيناهم بسحر نعمة من عندنا كذلك نجزي من شكر ولقد أنذرهم بطشتنا فتماروا بالنذر ولقد راودوه عن ضيفه فطمسنا أعينهم فذوقوا عذابي ونذر ولقد صبحهم بكرة عذاب مستقر فذوقوا عذابي ونذر ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر ولقد جاء آل فرعون النذر كذبوا بآياتنا كلها فأخذناهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر أكفاركم خير من أولئكم أم لكم براءة في الزبر أم يقولون نحن جميع منتصر سيهزم الجمع ويولون الدبر بل الساعة موعدهم والساعة أدهى وأمر إن المجرمين في ضلال وسعر يوم يسحبون في النار على وجوههم ذوقوا مس سقر إنا كل شيء خلقناه بقدر.
فضل 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 فضل.
وما أمرنا إلا واحدة كلمح بالبصر ولقد أهلكنا أشياعكم فهل من مدكر وكل شيء فعلوه في الزبر وكل صغير وكبير مستطر إن المتقين في جنات ونهر في مقعد صدق عند مليك مقتدر.
Allahu Akbar. Beautiful, beautiful. This surah is such a powerful surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just looking at one verse, speaking about the criminals. Allah says, إِنَّ الْمُجْنِمِينَ فِي ضَلَالٍ وَسُعُورٍ. They are in misguidance and insolent in their nature. يَوْمَ يُسْحَبُونَ, the day that they will be dragged, فِي النَّارِ عَلَى وُجُوهِهِمْ, on their faces. Brothers and sisters, your face is the first thing you protect any trouble you get in. But Allah says, يَوْمَ يُسْحَبُونَ عَلَى وُجُوهِهِمْ. They will be dragged on their faces. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. ذُوقُوا مَسَّ سَقَرَ. إِنَّ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَ وَمَا أَمْرُنَا. Our command is nothing illa wahidatun kalamhim bil basar. It's one order and it's like the blink of an eye. And then Allah says, wa kullu shay'in fa'aluhu fi zubur. Everything that they did is written in a book. Every single thing. Wa kullu saghirin wa kabirin mustatar. Every small action and every large action mustatar is written on a line in that book. Brothers and sisters, the hadith tell us that your whole life will be played before the creation, sa'atan sa'atan on yawm al-qiyamah. Moment by moment, your whole life. Your mother is watching your whole life. Your father is watching your whole life. Your spouse, your children, your neighbor, your friends, your family, everyone is watching your entire life playing. I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want them to see the last month playing, the last week playing, let alone the whole life. Reflect on this, brothers and sisters. وَكُلُّ صَغِيرٍ وَكَبِيرٍ مُسْتَطَرٍ. Tonight is a night of tawbah, return to Allah. Reflect on every single thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when you do tawbah, it's erased from the book. The angels forget it. The ground that you did the action on forgets that you did that sin there. So just reflect, kullu saghirin wa kabirin mustatar. Mustatar means it has a line. Like, you know, a lined paper. Like, kullu saghir, right there. Line one, line two, line three. Allah give us tawfiq and protect us. Alhamdulillah. Now we turn to Surah Al-Rahman. Brothers and sisters, we don't have time to explain the beauty of Surah Al-Rahman. Amazing, amazing surah with so many gems and so many beautiful lessons. Let's read it and reflect on what we can from it, inshallah ta'ala.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ar-Rahman 'allama al-Qur'an. Khalaqa al-insana 'allamahu al-bayan. الشمس والقمر بحسبان والنجم والشجر يسجدان والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان ألا تطغوا في الميزان وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا الميزان والأرض وضعها للأنام فيها فاكهة والنخل ذات الأكمام والحب ذو العصف والريحان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان خلق الإنسان من صلصال كالفخار وخلق الجان من مارج من نار فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان رب المشرقين ورب المغربين فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان
Keep going, keep going.
مرج البحرين يلتقيان بينهما برزق لا يبغيان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان يخرج منهما اللؤلؤ والمرجان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان وله الجوار المنشآت في البحر كالأعلام فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان يسأله من في السماوات والأرض كل يوم هو في شأن فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان سنفرغ لكم أيها الثقلان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان يا معشر الجن والإنس إن استطعتم أن تنفذوا من أقطار السماوات والأرض فانفذوا لا تنفذون إلا بسلطان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان يرسل عليكما شواظ من نار ونحاس فلا تنتصران فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان فإذا انشقت السماء فكانت وردة كالدهان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان ويومئذ لا يسأل عن ذنبه إنس ولا جان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان يعرف المجرمون بسيماهم فيؤخذ بالنواصي والأقدام فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان
الله أكبر الله أكبر سورة الرحمن is reminding us about all of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. علم القرآن He gave us the Quran. خلق الإنسان He created humanity. علمه البيان He gave us eloquence, the ability to speak, to couple words and to communicate. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of the sun, the moon, the plants that crawl, the plants that like are creeping plants, وَالشَّجَر, trees that are that grow up. وَالسَّمَاءَ رَفَعَهَا وَوَضَعَ الْمِيزَانَ. And then Allah says that He placed down the balance of justice. And then He focuses, He says, don't exceed the limits and be just. وَأَقِيمُ الْوَزْنَ بِالْقِسْطِ. And establish justice, establish the proper balance. وَلَا تُخْسِرُ الْمِيزَانِ. And don't go beyond the limit. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just asks us to reflect on creation. Look at the beauty of the creation. And then over and over Allah says, which of the favors of Allah will you deny? Look around you. Look at the blessings that you have. Look at the blessings around you. Look at the blessings inside of you. Allah asks a question, which one are you going to deny? Which one are you going to deny? And the question, the response should be, none of them, Ya Allah. None of them. Every time you hear, فَبِأَيِّ عَلَىٰ, you should say, no, none of them. I will never deny any of the blessings, Ya Allah. They're all from you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. And so the surah goes through just so many. Rabbul Mashriqaini wa Rabbul Maghribain. The moving of the sun every day, the sun rises and sets in a different position than it was the day before. Allah says He is the Lord of all of those places of rising, the Lord of all of those places of. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look at the sea, look at the ocean. يَخْرُجُ مِنْهُمَا اللُّؤْلُؤُ وَالْمَرْجَانُ. We bring out smooth pearls and we also bring out the coral reef from the ocean. Like, look at the creation of Allah and reflect, which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? And this verse is so beautiful because the rhetorical device of repetition is used so beautifully in this verse. And I don't have time to explain, but the use of repetition in the right place, in the right way, makes of the most eloquent speech you can imagine. And again, we don't have time to reflect on it. But if you think of some of the most well-known speeches even of human history, where things repeated over and over again, you see that present as well. And I don't have time to go into that. But this is an example. This is the best, highest form of eloquence, this question being asked over and over again. Fadal, fadal. That's right.
هذه جهنم التي يكذب بها المجرمون يطوفون بينها وبين حميم آن فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان ولمن خاف مقام ربه جنتان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان ذواتا أفنان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان فيهما عينان تجريان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان فيهما من كل فاكهة زوجان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان متكئين على فرش بطائنها من استبرق وجنى الجنتين دان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان فيهن قاصرات الطرف لم يطمثهن إنس قبلهم ولا جان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان كأنهن الياقوت والمرجان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان هل جزاء الإحسان إلا الإحسان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان ومن دونهما جنتان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان مدهامتان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان فيهما عينان نضاختان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان فيهما فاكهة ونخل ورمان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان
تفضل finish the surah please.
فيهن خيرات حسان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان حور مقصورات في الخيام فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان لم يطمثهن إنس قبلهم ولا جان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان متكئين على رفرف خضر وعبقري حسان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان تبارك اسم ربك ذي الجلال والإكرام.
The surah is divided into the blessings of the dunya and then the blessings of the akhirah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps asking us that question, which of the favors and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will you deny? There's one verse I wanted to reflect on very briefly. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks specifically about the quality of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I want to reflect on this for a moment because The fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a unique type of fear. It's a fear that has to be grounded in love first, though. It's a fear that has to be grounded in love first. So first, after a person has a love for Allah, after a person has a love for Allah, a true love, looking at all of the blessings that Allah has given that person, once love is established in the heart for Allah, then the fear comes with it. Because anything that you love, you fear losing it. Anything that you love. So if we're trying to, you know, build fear without first building love, we've got it all mixed up. You can only fear losing what you love. So you must build your love first. That's the thing that we have to focus on. Allah says, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. Whoever fears the standing of that day, they'll have two gardens. Two gardens. Two gardens. Two jannas. Not one. One is enough. One is enough. Two gardens. Fear of standing that day. Allah. Fadal, fadal. Bismillah. Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Surah Al-Waqi'ah is powerful because it divides humanity into three groups on Yawm Al-Qiyamah. Let's look at it, inshallah. Fadal.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Idha waqa'at al-waqi'ah, laysa li waqa'atiha kadhiba, khafidatun rafi'ah. إذا رجت الأرض رجا وبست الجبال بسا فكانت هباء منبثا وكنتم أزواجا ثلاثة فأصحاب الميمنة ما أصحاب الميمنة وأصحاب المشأمة ما أصحاب المشأمة والسابقون السابقون أولئك المقربون في جنات النعيم ثلة من الأولين وقليل من الآخرين على سرر موضونة متكئين عليها متقابلين يطوف عليهم ولدان مخلدون.
فضل فضل finish the page.
بأكواب وأباريق وكأس من معين لا يصدعون عنها ولا ينزفون وفاكهة مما يتخيرون ولحم طير مما يشتهون وحور العين كأمثال اللؤلؤ المكنون جزاء بما كانوا يعملون لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا تأثيما إلا قيلا سلاما سلاما وأصحاب اليمين ما أصحاب اليمين في سدر مخضود وطلح منضود وظل ممدود وماء مسكوب وفاكهة كثيرة لا مقطوعة ولا ممنوعة وفرش مرفوعة إنا أنشأناهن إنشاء فجعلناهن أبكارا عربا أترابا لأصحاب اليمين ثلة من الأولين وثلة من الآخرين أصحاب الشمال ما أصحاب الشمال في سموم وحميم وظل من يحموم لا بارد ولا كريم إنهم كانوا قبل ذلك مترفين وكانوا يصرون على الحنث العظيم وكانوا يقولون أئذا متنا وكنا ترابا وعظاما أئنا لمبعوثون أو آباؤنا الأولون قل إن الأولين والآخرين لمجموعون إلى ميقات يوم معلوم
ثم إن Okay, طيب طيب. So Surah Al-Waqi'ah, Bismillah. Surah Al-Waqi'ah is a special surah because the Prophet ﷺ spoke many times about the virtues of reciting it every night. In fact, in one hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, he says that the one who recites Surah Al-Waqi'ah every night, لَمْ تُسِبَهُ فَاقَةً أَبَدًا, that poverty shall never afflict this person. So one of the virtues is that this is known as a surah that is a surah of provisions and sustenance for a person. The surah is beautiful because it tells us about the division of people on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And Allah speaks about Ashabul Maymana, the people of the right hand, the people of the left side, and the people of the muqarrabin, the people brought close to Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just speaks about each of those particular groups, the blessings that they will have. And of course, the ashabu shimad, the tough situation that they will have on the Day of Judgment. Fadda. Allahumma fadda.
Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. ثم إنكم أيها الضالون المكذبون لآكلون من شجر من سقوم فمالئون منها البطون فشاربون عليه من الحميم فشاربون شرب الهيم هذا نزلهم يوم الدين نحن خلقناكم فلولا تصدقون أفرأيتم ما تمنون أأنتم تخلقونه أم نحن الخالقون نحن قدرنا بينكم الموت وما نحن بمسبوقين على أن نبدل أمثالكم وننشئكم فيما لا تعلمون ولقد علمتم النشأة الأولى فلولا تذكرون أفرأيتم ما تحرثون أأنتم تزرعونه أم نحن الزارعون لو نشاء لجعلناه حطاما فظلتم تفكهون إنا لمغرمون بل نحن محرومون فرأيتم الماء الذي تشربون أأنتم أنزلتموه من المزن أم نحن المنزلون لو نشاء جعلناه أجاجا فلولا تشكرون أفرأيتم النار التي تورون أأنتم أنشأتم شجرتها أم نحن المنشئون نحن جعلناها تذكرة ومتاعا للمقوين فسبح باسم ربك العظيم فلا أقسم بمواقع النجوم وإنه لقسم لو تعلمون عظيم إنه لقرآن كريم في كتاب مكنون لا يمسه إلا المطهرون لا يمسه إلا المطهرون تنزيل من رب العالمين
فضل فضل فنش تقول إن شاء الله
أفبهذا الحديث أنتم مدهنون وتجعلون رزقكم أنكم تكذبون فلولا إذا بلغت الحلقوم وأنتم حينئذ تنظرون ونحن أقرب إليه منكم ولكن لا تبصرون فلولا إن كنتم غير مدينين ترجعونها إن كنتم صادقين فأما إن كان من المقربين فروح وريحان وجنة نعيم وأما إن كان من أصحاب اليمين فسلام لك من أصحاب اليمين وأما إن كان من المكذبين الضالين فنزل من حميم وتصلية جحيم إن هذا لهو حق اليقين فسبح باسم ربك العظيم.
Towards the end of Surah Waqia, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of certain blessings, the fire that we kindle, the water that comes from the sky, the crops that come from the vegetation and the crops that come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just reminds us who's in control of all of those things, who is actually in control. And when you reflect on that, you remember that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is in control. One of the powerful verses that we just read also was, وَتَجْعَلُونَ رِزْقَكُمْ أَنَّكُمْ تُكَذِّبُونَ فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ هِينَ إِذٍ تَنْظُرُونَ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ فَلَوْلَا إِنْ كُنْتُمْ غَيْرَ مَدِينِينَ تَرْجِعُونَهَا إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says that why not when the soul has reached the throat, you're next to a person, وَأَنْتُمْ هِينَ إِذٍ تَنْظُرُونَ, you're sitting there watching the person pass away. And then Allah says, وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ, but we're closer to this person than you are right now. وَلَكِنْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ, but you don't see that. فَلَوْلَا إِنْ كُنْتُمْ غَيْرَ مَدِينِينَ, if you're not going to be resurrected and judged, تَرْجِعُونَهَا, then control this soul that's leaving right now. Bring it back, إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. And the answer is you can't. You have no control. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, remember that every soul is going back to Allah. You can't control that soul leaving. You can't bring it back. Allah is in control of that soul. So now we're at Suratul Waqiyah, Suratul Hadid. Now it's interesting because this is a Madani surah, brothers and sisters. Madani surahs are very, very powerful surahs because Madani surahs speak about a dynamic that didn't exist in Mecca. Let's go through this inshallah ta'ala.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبح لله ما في السماوات وسبح لله ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم له ملك السماوات والأرض يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم والذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش يعلم ما يلج في الأرض وما يخرج منها وما ينزل من السماء وما يعرج فيها وهو معكم أينما كنتم والله بما تعملون بصير له ملك السماوات والأرض وإلى الله ترجع الأمور يولج الليل في النهار ويولج النهار في الليل وهو عليم بذات الصدور آمنوا بالله ورسوله وأنفقوا مما جعلكم مستخلفين فيه فالذين آمنوا منكم وأنفقوا لهم أجر كبير وما لكم لا تؤمنون بالله والرسول يدعوكم لتؤمنوا بربكم وقد أخذ ميثاقكم إن كنتم مؤمنين والذي ينزل على عبده آيات بينات ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور وإن الله بكم لرؤوف رحيم وما لكم ألا تنفقوا في سبيل الله ولله ميراث السماوات والأرض لا يستوي منكم من أنفق من قبل الفتح وقاتل أولئك أعظم درجة من الذين أنفقوا من بعد وقاتلوا وكلا وعد الله الحسنى الله بما تعملون خبير من ذا الذي يقرض الله قرضا حسنا فيضاعفه له وله أجر كريم
You want to finish the page?
Yes. يوم ترى المؤمنين والمؤمنات يسعى نورهم بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم بشراكم اليوم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها ذلك هو الفوز العظيم يوم يقول المنافقون والمنافقات للذين آمنوا انظرونا نقتبس من نوركم قيل ارجعوا وراءكم فالتمسوا نورا فضرب بينهم بسور له باب باطنه فيه الرحمة وظاهره من قبله العذاب ينادونهم ألم نكن معكم قالوا بلى ولكنكم فتنتم أنفسكم وتربصتم وارتبتم وغرتكم الأماني حتى جاء أمر الله وغركم بالله الغرور فاليوم لا يؤخذ منكم فدية ولا من الذين كفروا مأواكم النار هي مولاكم وبئس المصير ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق ولا يكونوا كالذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبل فطال عليهم الأمد فقست قلوبهم وكثير منهم فاسقون اعلموا أن الله يحيي الأرض بعد موتها قد بينا لكم الآيات لعلكم تعقلون إن المصدقين والمصدقات وأقرضوا الله قرضا حسنا يضاعف لهم ولهم أجر كريم
شيخ if I can be excused
okay yeah I'll pick up from there don't worry inshallah
Barakallahu feek thank you so much for the opportunity Sheikh sorry I have to jump for another program May Allah bless
no
you.
No problem. I understand completely. We benefited so much. Inshallah, we'll wrap it up ourselves. Inshallah. Thank you so much.
Barakallahu feek, everyone. Assalamu alaikum.
So we just recited in a beautiful, beautiful paragraph excerpt from Surah Al-Hadid. In this section, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks explicitly, يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I said before in a Madani surah, speaks about the dynamic between the munafiqeen and the mu'mineen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at this point speaks about a relationship that will happen in the hereafter. And the way he depicts it is so powerful. يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on that day, the believers, men and women, they'll see that their nur, their light, from all the actions that they did, it will be in front of them. The Prophet said on Yawm al-Qiyamah, it will be very dark. And we'll have to walk over the sirat, but it's so dark. And the only light that you have is the light from your actions. The Prophet said, some people will have a bright light, but some people will have a light that will be like their pinky finger, the top of it. And on top of that, it will be flickering. Subhanallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بُشْرَاكُمُ الْيَوْمَ جَنَّةٍ تَجْمِنْ تَحْتِرَنَا الْخَارِدِينَ فِيهَا ذَلِكَ الْفَازُ الْعَظِيمِ يَوْمَ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ. And then Allah says, on that day, the munafiqun, the hypocrites, men and women of them, أَلِّلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, they will say to the people that believed, أُنْدُرُونَا نَقَتَ بِسْمِنْ نُورِكُمْ. They'll say, hey, wait for us. We want to use your light. Can we borrow your light? Because they borrowed their light in the dunya, they were with them in the dunya, so maybe we can borrow your light now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it will be said to them, no, all of you, you go back right there and you'll get your light from there. So they'll all move back. Allah says, the moment they separate from the believers, a wall will come down between the believers and the munafiqeen. A'udhu billahi min dhalika. Batinu fihi rahmah. On the inside of that wall is mercy. And on the outside of that wall is punishment. Yunadunahum. Now they're separated by a wall, but they can hear each other. So it says, alam nakum ma'akum. They'll call, hey, weren't we with you? Hey, we were the guys with you. We were with you. Qalu bala. The people on the inside will say, yes, you are with us. وَلَكِنَّكُمْ فَتَنْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ. But you kept putting yourself in fitna. وَتَرَبَّسْتُمْ. You were waiting for the Muslims to lose. وَارْتَبَتُمْ. You had doubt in everything about the deen. وَغَرَّتْكُمْ الْأَمَانِيُّ. And all of your false desires, they just kept dragging you on until the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says a beautiful verse for us to reflect on the night of power, inshallah. أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَأَ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Has not the time come, أَن تَخْشَأَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكِرِ اللَّهِ. That our hearts become soft due to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and due to the Quran that has come down with truth. All right, let's pick up from where he left off, inshallah ta'ala. Inna al-musaddiqina tayyib. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين آمنوا بالله ورسله أولئك هم الصديقون والشهداء عند ربهم لهم أجرهم ونورهم والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب الجحيم اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب وله وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد كمثل غيث أعجب الكفار نباته ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يكون حطاما وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور سابقوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة أرضها كأرض السماء والأرض أعدت للذين آمنوا بالله ورسله ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم ما أصاب من مصيبة في الأرض ولا في أنفسكم إلا في كتاب من قبل أن نبرأها إن ذلك على الله يسير لكي لا تأسوا على ما فاتكم ولا تفرحوا بما آتاكم والله لا يحب كل مختال فخور الذين يبخلون ويأمرون الناس بالبخل ومن يتولى فإن الله هو الغني الحميد. In this page, subhanAllah, beautiful verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us, سابقوا إلى مغفرة. Race towards the forgiveness to Allah. Race towards maghfirah. Tonight is a night of racing towards maghfirah. سَابِقُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Race towards that forgiveness from your Lord. وَجَنَّةٍ. And race towards Jannah. Just imagine that we're all struggling, striving towards that. And we're racing towards it. Now the thing that may distract you from that is dunya. So right before that, Allah says, اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. That no, this worldly life is nothing but play, games, beautifying, tafakhur, boastfully amassing things, takathur, consumption, fil amwali wal awlad. It's nothing. That's all it boils down to, those five categories. Kamathali ghaythin. It's just like rain when it comes down and the vegetation comes up, the farmer is happy. And then it's bright and it turns yellow, then it's gone. That's the dunya. Comes up beautiful, then it's gone. SubhanAllah, that's our life right there. وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. لقد أرسلنا رسلنا بالبينات وأنزلنا معهم الكتاب والميزان ليقوم الناس بالقسط وأنزلنا الحديد فيه بأس شديد ومنافع للناس وليعلم الله من ينصره ورسله بالغيب إن الله قوي عزيز. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ وَجَعَلْنَا فِي ذُرِّيَّتِهِمَا النُّبُوَّةَ وَالْكِتَابَ فَمِنْهُمْ مُهْتَدٍ وَكَثِيرٌ مِنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ ثُمَّ قَفَّيْنَا عَلَى آثَارِهِمْ بِرُسُلِنَا وَقَفَّيْنَا بِعِيسَى ابْنِ مَرْيَمَ وَآتَيْنَاهُ الْإِنْجِيلَ وَجَعَلْنَا فِي قُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ اتبعوه رأفة ورحمة ورهبانية ابتدعوها ما كتبناها عليهم إلا ابتغاء رضوان الله فما رأوها حق رعايتها فآتينا الذين آمنوا منهم أجرهم وكثير منهم فاسقون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وآمنوا برسوله يؤتكم كفلين من رحمته ويجعل لكم نورا تمشون به ويغفر لكم والله غفور رحيم. لئلا يعلم أهل الكتاب ألا يقدرون على شيء من فضل الله وأن الفضل بيد الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم. الحمد لله. One verse I want to reflect on. ما أصاب من مصيبة في الأرض ولا في أنفسكم إلا في كتاب من قبل أن نبرأها. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that ما أصاب, no calamity, no hardship befalls humanity, except that it was all written. من قبل أن نبرأها. It was all written before. Why? لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْ عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ. So that you do not have remorse or sadness over what you miss or what misses you. وَلَا تَفْرَهُ. And you're not over exuberant and joyous about what comes to you. No, you're not going through these highs and lows, but you have a middle balance. When hardship comes, you're patient. When goodness comes, you're grateful. Alhamdulillah. لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسُوا عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَهُ بِمَا آتَاكُمْ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَارٍ فَخُورٍ. Brothers and sisters, thank you very much. Jazakumullahu khaira to Hafiz Imam Sab Amir Hamza. He had to go early, so I had to pick up the slack for him. Alhamdulillah. Khair, alhamdulillah, I got to read some Quran too with you guys. It was a blessing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for spending these nights with us. But it's not over. We have another program right now. You can catch it on Facebook, YouTube as well, where many of our teachers, our ustads and scholars are speaking just to really bring this night home for us. So please jump over there, check that out. Before you do that, I want to remind, we are very close to our goal, brothers and sisters, for fundraising this month. We really need your help in order to continue to do these programs. Please, even if it's a dollar tonight, please donate and support Qalam so that we can continue to do these amazing programs for you, inshallah ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, may Allah bless you. May Allah put barakah in this time of yours. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to see Laylatul Qadr in the moments of obedience and a remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of you. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for giving us your time, inshallah. Please join us in that program. I'm going to go head over there virtually, obviously. Go head over there and participate in that program as well, inshallah. So I'll see you there, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.